Join the Wide Whale team May 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern for part two of our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident. For part two, we will look specifically at residency. Using AI topic analysis, we've analyzed the free text of 400,000 Google reviews from residents of hundreds of top multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50, to identify how often 50 key topics are mentioned by residents. By filtering for and analyzing the topics by life cycle stage, we can isolate which topics are more influential during residency, versus tour, or renewal. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it in the Revise community. That's widewhale.com/data.
Let's talk superpowers. And let's talk superpowers as it relates to neurodiversity in the workplace. And now, neurodiversity is not something that you hear every day. Neurodivergent people, individuals, is not something that we talk about readily in a workplace, but it is something that is real. And it is something that impacts a big portion of our population in the workforce across America, but around the world, frankly. I'm very excited to be speaking on Thursday, June the 20th at Apartmentalize. NAA's big Super Bowl of the apartment industry that they put on every summer. I'm excited to be speaking with Jennifer Carter and Christy Woodell on the topic of neurodiversity. And we've titled it Unleashing Your Superpowers or Unleashing the Superpowers Within Your Team. This, in a lot of cases, goes largely unspoken in a workplace. And it is part and parcel because individuals are fearful of letting it out of the bag, so to speak, or disclosing that they have a neurodivergent diagnosis and thus some behaviors that they demonstrate or display in a workplace. They're afraid because they might get unfairly labeled or unfairly tagged as somebody who doesn't really pull their weight or somebody that is a little off or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. There is a person who is fearful of that, and it is incumbent upon organizations across the country to make their space, their workspace, psychologically safe for individuals to first acknowledge and disclose whatever it is that they deal with. And then to the extent that it's reasonable for the business to make accommodations for that person or that individual to thrive in a workplace. And there are a lot of neurodivergent individuals out in the world who are very good, very capable, very disciplined, very rote, very routine in the way that they can add value to an organization. And to the extent that we can open it up and we can really paint a picture, that is to say, we can put in place the things that help individuals thrive, individuals who have neurodivergence, thrive in a workplace, it only helps the business. It only helps the individual. It only helps the ecosystem at large beyond the borders of your particular organization. To the extent that we can help individuals like this immerse themselves in a company and be part of a culture, be part of an organization, be part of a group of individuals who are aiming for something bigger than self, it serves everybody. It serves the community. It serves the business. It serves all constituents. And so I'm very excited to talk about this. I'd encourage all of you to come to the session Thursday, June 20th, 3:30 p.m. in room 121 ABC. I'm very excited about it. Jennifer and Christy, I'm very excited to speak with two of them on stage and give you something that I think you can take a lot of value away from. So take care. We'll see you then.
Join the Wide Whale team May 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern for part two of our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident. For part two, we will look specifically at residency. Using AI topic analysis, we've analyzed the free text of 400,000 Google reviews from residents of hundreds of top multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50, to identify how often 50 key topics are mentioned by residents. By filtering for and analyzing the topics by life cycle stage, we can isolate which topics are more influential during residency, versus tour, or renewal. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it in the Revise community. That's widewhale.com/data.